When you're trying to decide which precip source to use, the very first question to ask yourself is, are there any significant QPE differences between your precip sources? If they both are the same, then it really doesn't matter which source you choose, and you can choose either one. However, if they are different, you'll want to then ask, which precip source is closest in value to my MESONET and METAR observations? If MRMS compares better, then use MRMS. If dual pole compares better, then use dual pole. For dual pole, ask yourself, do I have any significant beam blockage in my CWA? If not, then go ahead and use the mosaic of all dual pole radars in your CWA, known as HPE. If you do have beam blockage, then this will cause some artifacts in the mosaic, so you'll be better off using the single source dual pole radar. If you run into the common and irritating situation where you have no observations, you'll have to lean on your environmental assessment until you can get some good obs. An example of this is if you notice from your sounding that you've got a dry subcloud layer that will cause a good deal of precip evaporation. In that case, you may want to start off with whichever source is pushing out lower totals to help compensate for this until you can get confirmation otherwise. The reverse also applies if you have anomalously high PWAT values and your sounding is saturated throughout. In that case, go ahead and start with the higher source until you can get observations to confirm otherwise.